This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, bring in a group of stalwart talk hosts to talk about what's going on, what they've been talking about, and comparing that to what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com every single week. The 10 top stories and the 10 people, two lists, for us to talk about here. We're joined by Rick Jensen, who is a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Always happy to have him with us. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick, I'm going to go through the stories, but I'm going to take some liberties in this hour this week because I'm in attendance. Richard McFadden isn't with us because he's here in Los Angeles with me, but he's too lazy to get out of bed at the early hour. So you and I are here with Victoria. We're at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of too many. Talkers has a convention in June. These fellas, a couple of consultants, put together this group of people, and it's in both circumstances, because our business has become so small, it's generally the same group. We're on the West Coast in Los Angeles for this one, and in New York for the Talkers Convention in June. So you get some of the East Coasters, some of the West Coasters, and then there are always the people that come from the middle of the country that go to both places. And it's very interesting, but it's becoming a smaller group because there are fewer and fewer people like you and me who make their living talking on the radio to people about issues or whatever the heck is going on. And so I want to go through
point.
This. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's a good point, but gosh, you'd think podcasters would want to be involved as well, because communication is communication, right?
Well, there is now the drift toward podcasting, and what was not necessarily considered taboo by the talk people who are doing regular radio, now it's a part of the bill of fare. So on the two-day agenda here for that, yes, there's been a lot of discussion about podcasts with podcasters who are here, a couple of people who have made careers in radio from what they did in podcasting, because when you and I were kids, there was a farm team. We worked on little radio stations, and we worked in little money, and we figured out how to do things. And then, you know, as we grew, we got better jobs and got paid more. At least that's the plan. So anyway, the situation now is we don't have a farm team, because we don't have many local hosts on smaller or medium-sized radio stations, because they take syndicated fare. So the podcasters are the ones that are proving to be the next generation of talk people. And it's interesting to see who's shown up there. And during the course of our conversation this morning, I'll bring up some of the issues that have come up. Right now, though, I want to go through the stories for you, Victoria, and the audience. At number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio and what's doing here and there. There's a lot of focus at this convention on sports talk, as a matter of fact, because it isn't really the claim that the sports people are. They had this guy, Colin Coward. You know his story. He's a big sports talk guy. I don't listen to sports talk radio, so I don't know, but he's supposedly some big dude, and there's a lot of controversy around him. And he was talking about what he has done, because they're trying to sell to the talk community that sports talk is the nice, friendly place to be, whereas issue-oriented talk radio isn't so friendly anymore, as much as it might be, because it's too political. Anyway, so that was part of the focus, and a lot of the things going on in the world of sports that make for interesting conversation usually shows up at number 10 on the story list on the talk countdown. Number 9 this week, Alex Trebek and his cancer diagnosis, the passing of Luke Perry. I think there has to be in there the controversy about Michael Jackson with Leaving Neverland. Anyway, that's all sort of combined into one because they had to have a catch-all for these things, and because they were discussed and they needed to be acknowledged on the countdown. The ethics complaint against Ms. AOC, the money laundering, she seems to have stepped right into politics, as usual. She just got there. Number seven, the fact that the DNC was dumb enough to say to Fox News, you can't come to our debates. I mean, what a bunch of stupid. Number six, the weapons program in North Korea. Number five, the anti-Semitism resolution. Number four, the border situation. Number three, the Manafort sentencing. Number two, the investigation. Number one, the fact that Mr. Cohen has decided to sue the Trump Organization. That'll not, it's more of the same, maybe a little different flavor, but the, you know, this stuff keeps going on. Number 10 on the people list, Michael Jackson and Alex Trebek and Luke Perry. Number 9, Kim Jong Fatty. Number 8, AOC. Number 7, Ms. Omar, who's not got a lot of common sense either. I put the two of them together, actually. Adam Schiff is number 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mueller and Manafort at 4, Nadler at 3, Cohen at 2, and Trump at 1. Okay. So, Victoria, I'm here in Los Angeles at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of the two big conventions that goes on every year. Talkers Magazine puts theirs on in June. And a lot of the hosts that are here spent a lot of time talking about the Manafort sentencing, and there has been a lot of, you know, due attention to it, whether he deserved to get more or less. I have my strong feelings about it, and I'm sure you and Rick want to be heard. So let's start with you, Victoria, and what you hear on the street about the fact that Manafort got, 47 months and probably won't serve that, in fact.
He probably won't serve that because he's already, you know, served quite a bit, but he is up for some more sentencing. Well, I mean, prosecutors.
Well, let's clarify that. He's up for some more sentencing because there's another case against
him. That's right.
State court.
Correct.
Okay.
Prosecutors had sought 19 to 24 years. And that with the crimes that he was convicted of, that is actually more sort of along the lines of what you could get. But the judge made it very clear that he felt that he should get 47 months in prison, and that was more appropriate for him. And the judge was actually, I'm not going to say whether he was lenient or not lenient, but the judge was quite sympathetic to Manafort. What was interesting about Manafort was that, you know, he spoke for himself for the first time. He did sit quite a lot of the time with his eyes closed. He never expressed regret for what he'd done, and the judge did comment on that. He talked about his own suffering and the suffering of his family, but he didn't really talk about anybody else's. But one of the things that the prosecutors made a point of was that, you know, he had cut a deal and to cooperate with them, and the prosecutors made the point that, well, he was supposed to tell them things, and he didn't tell them, number one, anything they didn't know, and of the things he did tell them, he told them a bunch of lies. And so, you know, that wasn't exactly helpful. And so that was one of the points there. So it was interesting, but I do think that it is an appropriate sentence for somebody who's 69.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Rick, your take on this?
Here in Delaware, it's mostly a Democratic state, so when you talk with people, they're likely, more than likely, to be Democrats, and the vast majority of people with whom I speak believe this whole thing is political. And you have people who are Democrats who hate Trump, and some other anti-Trumpers or Republicans, and they say, well, good, go get him. We hate Trump, whatever you do, you can get Manafort, you can get all these other people, get Trump Jr., go after the family. But I ask them the question, so when it's a Democrat who's president, someone you like and voted for, how would you feel if this was being done against him or hurt? And they look at me and say, well, I just don't think that would happen. So there's this. Exactly. Yeah, I know. And so there's this realization, I think, an acceptance that this is partisan politics being played out in the courtrooms, and you either accept it or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is it? I think that's a good point, but I think we have to look at also, if we're going to look at this, at what Mueller's mandate was, which was that he was to look at possible crimes arising out of his investigation. That's very clear, and it's something that we often forget. And if he came across possible crimes in the course of his investigation into the possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election and any possible conspiracy by people involved, then he was to investigate those. And he did come across that.
Well, he came across stuff because these people are stepping on themselves. They talk too much. They don't tell the truth. So they get caught not on what the original mandate was, but on something else.
That was part of the original mandate, Doug. That was the mandate.
But it's get them in any way you can get them. That's really what the outcropping of this is. I don't want to belabor the conversation. Quick comment from me on this is that, as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't spend a day in jail, and neither should anybody else who's a white-collar criminal. If you look at all of the discussion, one of the main objectives of the Congress this year is to do prison reform. There are a million people in jail in America who, in my estimation, ought not to be there. People who smoke weed, people who have done things that only hurt themselves, people who did things that didn't hurt anybody, but yet they are described as crimes. Those people deserve to pay back. Manafort stole a lot of money from the government. Yeah. Manafort has cheated a lot of people, and in fact, now I'm the taxpayer, and I paid for going after him. I don't like that. I think he should be paying back the government. He should be paying back me, and he doesn't do that sitting in a jail cell wasting time. He does that with a job. Somebody gives him an ankle bracelet. He goes to work, makes money, and he writes whatever he makes other than a substance living goes back into the government or goes to pay back the people that he really defrauded. That's you and me, the taxpayer. So that's where I just think,
hoorah!
Ridiculous. The whole thing is a damned ridiculous reality. Okay, we'll move along in a moment or two. First, though, I want you to think about how well you rested last night. There are now, if we're into the era of My Pillow really kind of almost taking over that whole business, whether it's pillows and mattresses and mattress covers and they're into everything. And the latest thing, if you watch television, you listen to the radio, all the ads are for the mattress topper that's new and fabulous. I've got one for my bed that I haven't actually put on because it just was delivered to me. But these things are selling like hotcakes. The MyPillow mattress topper that will change the way you feel in your bed. It really is three layers designed to provide better support and alleviate pressure points and control your body temperature all night long. So you can wake up feeling more refreshed and ready for the day. This is 100% machine washable like everything else that MyPillow has except for the mattress. And you can start by going to MyPillow.com. You want one of these to have a better night's rest? Get your mattress topper today. Use the DJV code and get 30% off the retail at MyPillow.com for the mattress topper. Plus, you're going to get two free standard MyPillows. So use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com and sleep better. Get the MyPillow mattress cover and MyPillows all together. Great deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Bye. now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
After the hour on the Talk Radio Review, people ask all the time, what do you folks do during the breaks? Well, we were just singing to each other. We were singing, strangers in the night. These are strangers on the radio. Rick Jensen, very strange
yes,
guy
sir.
From WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. He'll answer to that. Victoria Jones has her own strangeness as well. She runs the DC radio company. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the charts, have conversation about some of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. Number eight is the... I did go through both lists. Yeah, okay. So number eight on the story list is AOC and the ethics complaint against her. I'm happy to pile on to whatever shots are being taken at her. I just think that I saw something yesterday which must have been generated by her PR person. AOC, the leader of the Democratic Party, the future of the Democratic Party, she's already running for president. And so with this complaint...
Where did you see that? That's a scream.
I saw it, I want to say, no, I was at the convention, and I'll find it, Victoria, I'll tell you, don't let me forget.
That's funny.
Anyway, so she is accused of laundering $1 million. She just got there, and she's already got the hang of things. So,
you know, a headline like that is going to make no friends with Nancy Pelosi, and we know who has real power there. That's not a good idea to be saying that you're the leader.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the thing that is really troubling about both this and the discussion surrounding, is it Ilhan Omar? How do we pronounce that woman's first name?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, okay.
Anyway, Omar the hater.
Well, you know, I don't know if she really is or she isn't. She's just not very smart to expect that somebody who's Muslim... making a comment like this is just going to go off into the ethos someplace without... Mm-hmm. I mean, just if you think about where you are, you're a freshman. You want to kind of get used to your... But I think she's getting being encouraged by all the attention being given to AOC. So, okay, I'll get some attention on me. But it's different, much different, whether it ought to be or it isn't. It really... The reality is it is. She's Muslim. You take a shot at Israelis or Jews or... whatever, in that ilk, and you're going to get pummeled. And she did, not only by bystanders, but the Democrats took her to the woodhouse and to the woodshed. And I thought it was interesting what Joe Lieberman had to say, who's a Jew that's been in Congress and was in the Senate and was vice presidential candidate with Al Gore, and a fellow who, as I consider him a friend, he's a fabulous human being. He and his wife both are great, great, great people, and they were great public servants. They never dipped their hand into the trough like these other clowns do. But he said, you know, I mean, the attention on it has maybe been a little bit exaggerated, but it was brought about because this woman isn't Muslim. And you just don't do stuff like that if you have any common sense at all. And that maybe goes for AOC. I remind people of what Whoopi Goldberg said. You know, shut up, sit down, and learn your job.
Basically, which is what Hillary Clinton very smartly did. And but you see, but it's a younger generation, and they view things differently. And this whole Omar thing was viewed. There was the reason why there was such a blow up in the Democratic Party was there was a generational split over this.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. And so what does that tell you about the future of the Democratic Party? Is there going to be, which way do they go and how do they want to govern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I thought it was interesting the resolution that brought about the disengagement of one side and the other here. It wasn't just Republicans, but the old-time Democrats, man. They don't want anything to do with this stuff. And so, and you'd think the younger, newer members would be sensitive to it, because that's sort of their generation. You know, we got to give everybody equality and everybody needs to be treated well. And yet, you take a shot like that, and it's just, okay. I think we've made our case.
Man.
We've had their, that focus. We'll continue looking at the stories. The Talk Radio Review is what you're listening to. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen here.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He broke the law, and no one is above the law. I said that before, and I'll say that again and again and again. No one.
That woman was a member of the jury in the trial for the president's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who was convicted on 8 felony counts of bank and tax fraud last August and was sentenced yesterday to nearly 4 years in prison.
He just doesn't seem remorseful.
The 69-year-old pleading guilty to similar charges in a case in Washington, D.C., for which he'll be sentenced next week. None of these charges involved Manafort's work on the Trump campaign. It's the 111th Annual International Women's Day. The theme this year is recognition of the desire of women around the world for balance in their lives and society. Events planned in over 35 cities in the USA. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Continuing on now, the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Other members of the group here that normally are on the air with us are in attendance at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is taking place this weekend here in Los Angeles. I'm there, but I'm also here. So it's earlier in the day, so I can do
Doug.
This. Yes, it is very existential. Thank you, Victoria, for noticing that. A couple of things. There's a frustration level here with me because I don't like to talk about the same thing over and over again. And I follow the rules and go through the stories because these are, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, the things that most of the conventional news talk stations are discussing. One of the things that came out in this conversation here with programmers as to how it's done now versus how it used to be done. And I kind of remember this, but there are some names who are here. There's a radio guy named Randy Michaels, who most of us on the inside know and people outside don't know who he is. But he was responsible for making what was Clear Channel and then iHeart the largest radio corporation in the world. He trickster character. He is at this convention, and I haven't talked to him since I was on the air against him in Cincinnati in the 1980s. And he didn't like me, and I didn't much like him. But he went on to have a fabulous career, and we had a wonderful conversation yesterday after he was given an award by this group. And the focus was on basically how people, how he handled talk radio and what he told his people to do when it came to running the stations. He wanted to do on talk what they were doing on music, and that was play the hits. So a lot of the talk radio folks, I remember, maybe you remember this too, Rick and Victoria from your days. I don't know if they did it in Boston or the other stations, because you've had some great call letters behind your name as well as Rick. I had forgotten this, actually, but I remember when I was working on a station. It wasn't the Cincinnati station. It was a station in Baltimore. And we were told what the hits were. And we were told, like the guys on the jocks are told what music to play, we were told what to talk about. We weren't told how to talk about it, but we were told, like, there were four or five main stories that you wanted to get into your rotation at least once during your three-hour shift. And it would have been from the talkers list or whatever other resources they had, but it would have been, they didn't want you talking about anything other than what the big stories were. Don't waste your time talking about, you know, how wonderful the weather is or what, you know, that stuff didn't play on those stations. And that's how they maintain the management, and Randy was one of them, and Gabe Hobbs, who's putting this convention on, was Randy's talk guy. And so they were, you know, they were told, do it this way, and that's the way they did it, and they became fabulously successful. All of the stations, the Clear Channel, the iHeart talk stations, are pretty much the best ones, or they have been in a traditional sense in the markets where they are. So not always, but for the most part they were, and they followed this plan. So I think in talking about talk radio and what went on behind the scenes, I think a lot of people are fascinated to know how the soup is made. And so I tell you that story because it involves, as I said, I'm the top four or five stories here ought to be what we spend most of our time on, according to talkers. But I find in my own world and the radio program that I do every day, it doesn't suit me. And I'm not exactly unsuccessful. I'm celebrating 55 years on the air, 31 years of doing a morning program. So I don't, you know, okay. Yeah. So I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying there's room for a little disagreement as to how to do this. But have I always been number one? No, I've rarely been number one. I was number one in El Paso for about 14 years.
But that's cool.
But it seems to me that the audience, we do a disservice to the audience in trying to make everybody the same. And that's why there are so many different music formats now that they weren't. When I was a kid playing music in the 60s and 70s, everybody was playing music from everywhere. I mean, Perry Como would be next to the Doobie Brothers. You know, that kind of stuff. Whatever the hits were, that's what we played. Yeah, don't find that today. And because all of this stuff has become so stratified. And I think that's what's going on in the news talk business as well. There are people who want to talk about these issues and make them political. And then there are other folks who want to talk about what kind of has context for your life. And maybe you take some of these issues and more thoroughly look at how they affect you. That's why I said what I did about the Manafort sentencing, because in my mind, I don't give a damn about Manafort, but I do care about the people who are in prison who ought not to be there, and the society who allows this sort of to happen at expense. We're the ones who are paying. We may say, oh, those guys belong locked up. Well, who the hell do you think pays for that? You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. $40,000 a year to have somebody locked away in jail for smoking weed? What are you, nuts?
And so I think that's exactly how you use that. In Cincinnati in the 80s, I worked briefly for and then against Randy as well. The guy was brilliant. If you were a program director for him, he would give you $100. He'd say, don't spend it. That's bail money. One day I'll ask you to do something. that's just the way the guy is. That if you can tell a good story, he'll give you like eight things you got to talk about. Okay, fine. But if you can take You can tell a good story. You can take a local story and weave it into something you really care about. Because honestly, Doc, you just expressed what many of us feel is the most important thing about talk radio. It's passion. If there's something you believe in, people get that. They know it.
Right.
Like you,
they
with the sentencing, for example.
Yeah. And now that's why a lot of...
This is my cue.
Yeah, all right. So Victoria has a story that she's dying to tell and discuss. So help yourself. You're on.
Rats. Mice. Mold. Mold. Mildew. Leaked ceilings. Cracked foundations. Bad plumbing. What? Yes. And this is in military homes. And what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We have got our soldiers and their families living in homes at places like Fort Bragg with rats, mice, mold, mildew, military facilities all around the U.S., thousands of military families suffering from shoddy work or ignored calls for repairs from whom? Private companies that provide maintenance, because back in the late 90s, Congress shifted the maintenance of on-base housing from the military services to private companies. They also cut the cash to save money and speed the process. And now what's happening? People are having rats, mice, mold, mildew, and crumbling foundations. And yesterday, and this followed a Reuters news investigation last year that brought this to light. Yesterday, finally, the Senate Armed Services Committee had a hearing and called the military on the carpet about this. And military leaders told lawmakers they would make sure that service members lived in decent housing. But only after the press brought this to light, by the way.
Okay.
They didn't do anything on their own.
So this is another example of the private sector, which usually does things more cost effectively. The public sector, we all know, is full of corruption and full of waste and fraud and abuse. But when we let the private guys come in, there's no supervision of them because they're usually sweetheart deals. So they get away with the same stuff. Meanwhile, the people that we ought to be patronizing to the fullest extent that we can, people, whether we agree with going to Afghanistan or Iraq, that's not the issue. These people volunteer, often at great cost to themselves and their families, because they believe in patriotism. You know, some of them do it because they can't get a job. But for the most part, the people that go in there have really good intentions. Breaks up the family. A lot of people that go into the service get divorced if they're married. I mean, it's a mess. And then they get screwed over by having barracks like Victoria's just described. And then after they get out, they get screwed over by the VA because there's nobody to take care of PTSD. I don't care what the government says. Oh, things are better in the VA. Bunk them. They aren't. You can find people on every street corner, literally, here in Los Angeles. They were military, and they were in for 4 years, 8 years, 10 years. They get out. They couldn't find a job. They're living homeless under the bridge of the 10. And last night, I almost ran over somebody. It was dark when I was coming back to where I am from the convention. And literally, I went under a bridge on Sepulveda, under the 10. And there was a guy who was standing in the middle of the road who was, I don't know what the problem was. I almost got out of the car to see if I could help him. But somebody else just blew a horn at him and scared him and got him out of the way. But this is the kind of stuff that we don't talk about enough. This affects all of us, and it certainly affects people. What kind of morality is there in asking somebody to serve, paying them crap wages, putting them in conditions when they're in the service like Victoria described, and when they get out, they get nothing but jobbed around by the government and waste more time telling them why they can't have service than why they can't. Is out. I mean, we can find, there's always stuff you can find holes at. And,
well,
yeah, America's a great place to live, but this is awful.
Why wasn't this all over CNN, MSNBC, and Fox?
Yeah, because it took
why
good point. Jerk off on
this and
Trump.
Hear it on NPR.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so you made your point. That's a good story, Victoria. Thank you.
Thank
Are you ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? There is a solution. You know, I love talking about solutions to problems. So you're trying to lose weight. You want to feel great. You want to, well, you don't want to break the bank, nor do you want to break your back. So if you don't want to exercise and do a lot of things, I say to you, you need to exercise. It is one of the tenets of staying on a weight loss program. But in order to get started so that you see results, my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, website toploss.com, and look at what the product Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, can do for you. Look at the testimonials. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of people who speak to the benefits of using Calitren. Not only does it help you lose the weight, it helps you keep it off. And that's really what you want. The programs that are around now are great. You can lose weight on any program. Just stop eating. I mean, that's a great way to lose weight, too. But does it stay off? No, because you go back to eating, eat the wrong stuff, and bingo bango, you're back to where you were before. Calitren supports not only your losing the weight, but keeping it off. The program is not complex, but I got 60 seconds to tell you the story. I'm just going to tell you that it works. Collagen is the natural number one product that's in Calitren. That's why I support it, because it's all natural. No hocus pocus with a lot of caffeine and things. No, this works. Go to toploss.com, and if you don't believe me, try it. And if you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. That's the way to do it. Use the code DJV for a half-price deal that they have on Calitren to lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Mesothelioma is a deadly form of cancer that most often affects the tissue surrounding the lungs. It's diagnosed through a biopsy.
Staging is the number one important thing when you present with a diagnosis of mesothelioma. You've got to figure out with the biopsy if it's epithelioid or sarcomatoid. If it's sarcomatoid, we hardly ever offer surgery because that patient rarely benefits from surgery.
The second step, according to thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman, is to determine whether or not it's spread to the lymph nodes or gone below the diaphragm.
Because if it's already spread to the lymph nodes, chances are the surgery is not going to help you. And then we go into the belly and we wash the abdomen with some fluid and pull the fluid out and test that.
Dr. Blackman says it's only if all those tests are negative that they think the patient might be able to benefit from surgery. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, the Neverland controversy with the HBO documentary that was on Sunday and Monday night of this past week. How did it impact you, Rick?
So this many years out, having lived through all this angst when Michael Jackson was actually living, I am proud to say I don't care.
About Jackson then or now?
At what point do people get over it? At what point do people... You know, and at what point do you listen to a Cosby recording again? You know, it's yeah, it's over. Laugh. I mean,
all right, Victoria, yeah. What's your point of view on this? What do you think?
My point of view is, I think for many people, they were holding hope against hope that maybe he wasn't that, and any hope they had was shattered when they watched that documentary.
You think it's all true? The whole thing is nothing.
Absolutely,
but the truth,
I believe those men.
Yeah. Yeah, really? I do too.
Okay. I don't know that I don't believe them. I just find it interesting that where is the other side? In a good documentary, there ought to be both sides presented, I thought, anyway, and there was only one side presented here, and that was Michael Jackson was a lech. I rode on a train with Michael for 4 hours from London down to South England about 10, 12, I don't know, 15 years ago. I can't remember when I did it. And it was very interesting to see. I thought he was very childlike, frankly, in the time that I spent with him. All right, 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Blockbuster movie time, blockbuster movie theme time on our movie moments with Captain Chuck Curry, who's here. He's gone to see Captain Marvel, so we'll talk about that with him. This is the theme from Captain Marvel, right? Is that a new theme, or is it the same
it
theme
is.
That's used for all?
No, it's a new theme for this feature, Captain Marvel, which is a 21st Marvel movie. And the interesting part about all these Marvel superhero movies, Doug, is they all connect with one another, which is not an easy feat to pull off. You know, it's interesting. Carol was just saying off the air about the trailer how, you know, I think the consensus, and I certainly agree, I don't think this is a good marketing campaign. They had a hard time cutting a really good trailer that really excited people. So I went to see it last night. I wasn't sure what to expect. I heard the reviews, for the most part, were more positive than certainly negative. And I got to tell you, this is a much better final product than the trailers. Much, much better. It has sort of an infectious fun to it. It is flawed somewhat in its storytelling, but I thought Brie Larson had the right vibe for this role. I was a fan before this movie, so I liked her in the lead as Captain Marvel. And I think Sam Jackson has never been better than this movie.
He's always good. Whatever he does, he's
really
always good.
And you know what the interesting part about it is? They use a de-aging process. The CGI is flawless in this film, so they make him look 30 years younger than he really is, and it's just flawless from beginning to end. But his banter with her is very entertaining. There's an actor named Ben Mendelsohn, who's played a lot of villains lately, plays an alien in this movie. He's really good. And a cat, Doug, yes, a cat steals this movie. Has a really cool 90s vibe. They use some 90s music. It's far from a perfect movie, but I got a lot of entertainment and had a lot of fun watching this I saw it with about 100 people last night at the theater I'm involved in. We booked it. Most people seem to like it, so I got a feeling the word of mouth on this movie is going to be good among the general public.
So I want to know, you know what my bellwether is, whether it has creepy, crawly creatures. I don't want to see
a little.
These.
It does a little, but I still say, you know, based on the chemistry of Brie Larson and Sam Jackson, this movie, I think you'd have a good time with it.
Well,
and you do like cats, right? You do like cats.
This cat.
This is the most scene-stealing cat I've ever seen in a feature film. Let's just say that.
Encouraged that they. You said that Brie Larson buffed up for this. A lot of these women superheroes look like they're emaciated and hardly play a role. But if she's filled up, and Sam Jackson is always consistent. And I'm actually looking for the new Shaft movie that's coming out.
Yeah, it looks funny actually.
Yeah, it does. Well, there's all three of the Shafts. There's Roundtree, who was the original Shaft, then Jackson, who played it in a couple of movies, and some kid who's coming along.
Yes.
They're obviously grooming for the role. I don't know who he is.
I think he's a rapper. But I got to tell you one thing about Richard Roundtree. He's now in his upper state. Guy's aged really good. You know, he goes back, if you remember, in 1974, he played a really cool character called Miles Quaid in the disaster film Earthquake. He's aged really good. He looks good in this
He's been in another couple of movies this year already. He's in another movie. I'm trying to remember what it was. I saw him in a movie in the last two or three weeks. Now I got to remember. I see so many movies, I forget which one he was in. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that Disney has announced the opening dates for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, a theme park. Just shows you the impact that Star Wars has had. It's going to open up on May 31st. In Florida, and then California in August. Doing rides and stuff. Do you think they go over the top of some of this stuff, Tucker?
Well, I think doing a theme park attraction to Star Wars is a good business model
move
fit. If I was Disney, I certainly would hire a construction crew to do it. No doubt.
Yeah.
About that. The next Star Wars movie, actually the third entry in this new trilogy, is theaters. This Christmas. Some other news of interest: Warner Brothers, DC, talking about superheroes. Their new movie Shazam, starring Zachary Levi, hits theaters in a month. They've already screened it for critics, and the buzz got released yesterday. Very, very positive. Most people calling it a lot of fun, a big family film with a ton of heart. So
what's it about?
It's sort of like
a superhero.
The character has the powers of Superman, but the sort of the mind of a actually it's a child that turns into a superhero. They're describing it as Big. Remember the movie Tom Hanks, Big meets Superman. And if you watch the trailer, that's what you get out of it. But you know, doing one of these geared to more family oriented crowds, that I think is a good idea.
Good idea.
So Captain Marvel,
having you here on this
8 out of 10.
Having you here on this program is a good idea. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.